Well, now, it's good to see a lot of boys and girls this morning, and I wonder if there's a clever boy or girl can get my text for me. It's in Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 8. It's quite an easy one, actually. It's not a hard verse. So I'm looking up in the gallery because I'm always told I never look up there, and I'm looking up there this morning. Is there anyone up there got it? Isaiah 6, 8. Anyone got it up there? Right. Have we? Right, go ahead then. We'll give the gallery a little chance this morning. Now you have to listen carefully. This wee girl's far away. Right. Good, good, good. If I believed in women preachers, that's a preacher. Right, that's good. That's good. Now, yesterday, I spent an hour, a whole hour, in a room which, well, it wasn't much bigger than this pulpit, seemed to me. I was a whole hour in this room. Lots of people in it. And there were three tiny little babies in it. Only a day old. I've never spent so long with such tiny babies in my life. At least I was told that when I come out. And the reason, of course, we were there, that one of the tiny little babies sort of belongs to us. And as I looked round at these tiny little babies, I wondered to myself, in a year's time, when they start to talk, I wonder what one of the first words will be that they'll learn to say. Now, they're only a day old or 2 days old today. And I wonder if any clever boy or girl could guess for me. One of the first words these little babies, as they get older, perhaps at a year, a little more, will learn to say. Any guesses? Anyone going to guess for me? Mike, good man. Well done. That's very good. You are a good boy. Right. Any other words they might learn to say? One of the first words they'll learn to say? Right. Any other guesses? I've got it here under this pulpit. Now I'm going to show you in a minute. Nobody guessing? Right. I'll show you. That's it. No. Of course, our little friend is right. They will learn to say mummy, but one of the first words a baby learns to say is no. And I put a big exclamation mark behind. In fact, this little baby we were there to see, she has a big sister and she's only two. And I was talking to her because she's one of my other grandchildren. I said to her, are you going home for your tea? No, she said. Now, you don't argue with women even at two, so I didn't say saying no. You learn to say no. Isn't it strange that among the first words we learn to say is the word no. No. N-O. Now, this brings me to a letter I read this week. And it's a letter from a newspaper. Oh, it's called The Times. Of all papers, The Times. I sometimes read The Times. It's only 20p at the moment, so there you are, it's worth reading. And in The Times there is a little slip of information, and it says, on this day, January the 6th, 1919, and this little letter tells the story of what happened so long ago in Cape Town. And apparently in Cape Town on January the 6th, 1919, this letter tells us there was a terrible disease called the Spanish flu. It was written, this letter, by a sister in the New Somerset Hospital. And she says, we have had a most terrible time all over South Africa with the Spanish flu. And then she goes on to tell us all the dreadful things that happened because of the Spanish flu. So many people died. So many people were ill. And she says, as she goes on in this letter, and it's quite a long one, it was like the great plague of London. Terrible time during the Spanish flu. And the shops were shut, she says. and the theatres and the churches were empty and closed. And in her hospital, many, many people had this flu. She said, it was dreadful. And then she goes on to say at the end of her letter something very interesting. She says this: it was a terrible time, and many people were dying, yet my nurses never faltered. They knew it was almost impossible for them to escape getting the flu, but they were steady, and they were brave, and they were loyal, and they never failed me. I had to ask such big things of them. And listen to how she finishes the letter. None of them ever said no. Isn't that good? None of them ever said no. Can you imagine that? Here in the New Somerset Hospital in Cape Town, hundreds of people dying. And the risk, if you went near to them to attend to them, that you too would catch this awful disease. And the sisters said to her nurses, now I want you nurses to go and attend to these people. And not one nurse said no. Isn't that great? Wouldn't it be a good thing if we learn to say not no to Jesus, but yes. We say no to Satan, I hope, but we say yes to the Saviour. Here long ago in 1919 were girls who never said no, no matter how difficult and no matter how dangerous their task was. That's why we read that verse and had it read so well from the gallery this morning, from Isaiah 6, because Isaiah said yes. God was asking, is there anyone willing to go to this wicked nation and bring the message of God to them? And when Isaiah heard that, he said, here am I, send me. Will you say yes to Jesus in 1995? I'm talking to big people as well. Will you say no to the devil? And will you say yes to the Savior? Sometimes, you know, he'll ask you to do something you don't want to do. Sometimes he'll ask you to do something that's difficult. Sometimes he'll ask you to do something that's very, very awkward and hard. But what a good thing if all through this year, every day of the year, we said yes to the Lord Jesus Christ. Not no. I think no is easy to say, isn't it? Maybe that's why babies say it. It comes so easily. No. Yes is a wee bit harder. But let's say yes to Jesus, shall we? And say, here am I. However hard the task, however difficult, I will do it for you.